From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts. Included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Gabe, please don't record this as part of it. So we haven't started yet.
I'm gonna post this, and I'm gonna tell your mom. I'm gonna say, hey, your mom, look at this.
We're so funny, guys. Good thing we have a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. I know, Gabe, I know you're trying not to have a reaction to that because it was an odds, and you're just like, okay, if I don't laugh, he'll think it wasn't an odds.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Okay.
You're proving my point, bro.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I genuinely have no idea what you're talking about, bro.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. This is an odds. This was the odds. The odds was that you have to pretend there was an odds that I didn't know about, bro.
Yep. Okay, so you're just gonna pretend like you didn't see Dylan go, ah! The second I came back.
I didn't notice, bro. I really didn't notice. I didn't notice, bro. I was too busy thinking about my own shit. I swear to God, I did not notice. I swear to God, I did not notice.
What's funny is that I did that on my own. That wasn't at odds, but because of how fucking delusional we all are now, we just think you guys are just now pinpointed and say, that was an odds. Okay, now that was an odds.
We're just paranoid.
Yeah, yes. But we have paranoid every reason to be. Huh? Odds-anoia? Okay, I get it. I
said paranoid odds-aphrenia.
Bro. Welcome to the first ever episode of Loosely Lucid. I'm Gabriel.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
And God, what a good start we have.
What an amazing start, honestly. I couldn't think of a better start.
So how are you guys feeling? With the new podcast, with the new name? Have you guys marinated over it? You know, what do you
thinking?
I mean,
I love Loosely Lucid still. It's a great name.
Yeah.
I think this episode's going to be how we figure out, like, doing the structure of things to see how we can, like, you know, like the more natural stuff that we've talked about.
Yeah.
So this one's interesting things.
This one's going to feel mostly kind of familiar. We're doing an episode that we've kind of done before, but we'll see. This is just kind of dipping our toes in the water. I'm very excited. I'm excited about the colors. We're having a new, completely new logo, completely new podcast art coming within the next few weeks. I'm going to make a temporary one for this episode just so we can differentiate ourselves. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So
exciting times.
Ben, what is bro doing?
Okay, to our audio listeners, remember how we said we weren't going to do visual stuff anymore? Ben just was doing some kind of sign language, and I don't know what it was. Can you please explain what that was?
It was me playing with my hair to fix it a little bit, bro.
That was not fixing shit. Bro. That was not fixing shit.
All right, guys, I'm fixing my hair.
He was doing like the sign for like name or something.
Okay, so the first 2 minutes of our podcast involves us going for our audio listeners, something that we're doing while you know you can't see us.
It's better than us just being like, our audio listeners don't know this, you know.
Yeah. What an amazing start.
What
to the
are you
episode.
Laughing at? What are you laughing at? Are you
the only people who are gonna know what you're doing when you're going bye is us.
I think it's pretty obviously a SpongeBob laugh, bro.
I don't.
Bro.
I think we've conditioned ourselves to know it as a SpongeBob laugh, but it doesn't actually sound like SpongeBob.
It started on this podcast. Well, on the last podcast, I should say. It started on the last podcast. It started on Reality with a Twist. Yeah. That's the first time it had ever we'd ever started doing it was on the show, bro.
And I feel like we've done it quite a few times in the future recordings after that fact.
Have we?
I don't know.
I feel like I have at least once.
Okay. Sorry to segue into something completely unrelated, but I do want to talk to you guys about a little bit of additional branding because there is more stuff to figure out. Namely, okay. Podcast song, because this is a very new chance to change the song. I want to know what you guys want the new song to sound like, what you guys think it should it sound similar to the last one. I would like to give a stab at it, even if we don't go with a song I make, but I really would like to try to make a song for it. I'm assuming the song for this one is going to be a song that I've made. Yep. Would you like to share with the class? Since it's so funny, bro, just say it again. Maybe look at an even bigger laugh this time.
The audio, all your listeners heard it, but when you were explaining, when your guys were like, I want to take a crack at the theme song, Ben went, oh yeah, no, I was going to say that, and I was going to say I wasn't. Or no, I did say I wasn't.
Yep. Okay. Okay, that was so funny. That was so worth the amount of laughter you're still doing, bro. That was.
At this point, I'm just laughing at how hard he's laughing. Yes,
because of all the jokes on any of the podcasts we've ever been a part of, that was the most nothing joke I've ever heard in my entire life. Guys, I'm subverting expectation right now. I wasn't. Yup. Yeah. That's the punchline.
Sorry, I'm Mr. Giggle Shits.
No, isn't he a radio show host, bro?
His name's not Mr. Giggle Shits.
I know that, but TikTok knows him as Mr. Giggle Shits.
I know Mr. Giggle Shits.
On what's that show called?
Like, not Penn and Teller.
The famous radio show Penn and Teller with Mr. Giggle Shits, bro. The entire show, they try to make Mr. Giggle Shits laugh. And he always does.
I listen.
Okay. What do you guys want the song to sound like? I would like to take a stab at it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I love the original Reality with a Twist by DePome. It has been such an ingrained part of the podcast. But I think for the change that we're trying to look for, I kind of like the idea of something a little psychedelic, a little trippy.
I was going to say acid, psychedelic as well.
Acid rock kind of psychedelia stuff is kind of the obvious choice.
A great reference to this. It's definitely a more hardcore. I want a more like middle ground of it being like a very moody but have like a rough sound to it. Narrow's Day at Disneyland. Have you heard of that?
I've not heard of that.
It's like, I think PewDiePie used their music in a couple of his videos or whatever, but like they have a very psychedelic, like rough, very extreme sounding sound. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's a pretty good reference for like something they can take off of, not to replicate because it's very articulated and whatnot. Yeah. But yeah.
Psychedelia. Okay. I was definitely want it to be more energetic than it was before. Energy in what way? I don't know, because I wouldn't necessarily describe acid rock as high energy.
Yeah,
but I would say it's still more energetic than our previous song. So I don't know. I've been experimenting with some sounds. Obviously, I have a few guitars. I'd like to try something. So I think the song for this episode is going to be Amateur Hour, because that's what I like to use for like the episodes that aren't the normal.
Oh, you know, I love... That's the one you made, right?
Yes. That's what I made. I love that one. I got a free trial of Ableton, and I made that one with my free trial of Ableton, and then now I'm using FL Studio. I finally bought FL Studio, so we'll see how it goes. But, so just maybe a psychedelia thing. That's kind of the obvious choice. I'm going to experiment with other stuff, too, because... I don't know. It might be fun. Make it sound like a roly-poly. Who knows? But, yeah.
Yeah, if you can make it sound like a roly-poly, I think we've accomplished our mission.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Ben. My favorite bug.
Bro, what? What was so funny?
I was about to go, okay, Ben, now it is your turn.
Bro, I was about to do the thing we're trying to avoid doing.
Yes! Okay, yep. That was the joke, Dylan. That was the joke.
Bro's ableist.
Yep. Okay, throw the pot. Okay, actually, loosely pooped, actually, because we're throwing it away.
You know, a good name would have been Throw the Podcast in the Trash. That would have been a good name for the podcast.
Yep,
yep. Welcome back to Throw the Podcast in the Trash.
Okay.
It wasn't even funny.
It wasn't. I was going to say, that's all I had written down, bro, for this episode.
For just, like, stuff to talk about?
What? Yeah, for little show notes.
Cool.
Gabe, I don't
want to do this anymore. It's really hard. It's really hard to do a podcast.
I'm hoping you... Okay, so the reason I did that is because I'm wanting you guys to be like, oh, yeah, that reminds me of this. Oh, actually, can I talk about this? Instead of being like, yep.
I was going to say something.
Okay, go.
Gabe, the way that your otter is positioned behind you, I can see it on the bed behind where you're sitting. I don't... Can you move it back a little bit?
Why?
I don't like how it looks like it's creeping up on you.
But he's... Bro. Okay. For our audio listeners, this is a one-eared otter plushie that is missing an ear that I got at TJ Maxx. And he's the most adorable thing ever. He's the least threatening thing I can imagine, bro. Do you imagine?
Imagine... an otter that's smiling at you, but you can't see its eyes, and it's coming towards you.
You're drunk, be a little scared.
No, I'm serious.
I mean, I'd probably be shocked if I saw a real one.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. But, like, it's an otter.
I guess. I'll move him back. You know what?
What was your plan, bro?
I just want to experiment a little bit with
it. Okay, he died. Okay, you look what you did.
How did that happen? He fucking died, bro.
Hey, podcast listeners, let's try to make a way for you so you don't feel unincluded. Look at him. He's dead. You got to look at him right now. He's dead.
He actually is dead. He keeps trying to prop him up, and then the otter just keeps falling again.
Guys, I hate to say this, but I think just describing things to the audio listeners is a side effect of having a video podcast. I really think it's a side effect of it. I don't think there's anything we can do about that because we're looking at each other and some people can see us. Whatever.
If you want to see it though, go to our YouTube channel and watch the video version.
How? Okay.
But Gabe,
yeah, go ahead.
You like otters, right?
I love them. They're my favorite animal.
What sparks your interest in otters specifically?
They're cute. That's literally it, bro.
Yep, okay.
That's literally it. They're cute. My first tattoo, I want to get a tattoo at some point on my arm. I want it to be an otter. And just because I like them, bro. They're cute. Okay. Specifically Asian small claw otters. They are like the cutest otters that exist. But some otters are fucking scary. Have you guys seen American River Otter? Or no, Giant River Otters?
Yes, Giant River Otters are fucking terrifying.
Ben, I want to hear your live reaction from Google searching these.
Okay, you want me to look at it?
Yeah. I thought that's what you were doing.
No, he's just
I was just looking at you.
Like a stupid idiot dum-dum.
Okay. Say what it's called again.
Yep. Okay, bro, it's not listening. Giant River Otter.
I just wanted to make sure that I was looking the right thing up. Look at this one. Oh.
Aren't they ugly as fuck?
That just looks like a sea lion.
Yeah, but it like angrier and actually like he's starving.
Yeah, it looks like it wants to bite me, but it's not hungry, it just wants to bite me.
Yeah. Literally.
That's a good question though. Like, what tattoos would you guys want to have? Like,
at some point in the future.
I've always kind of thought of two ideas. For the record, I don't have any tattoos, but if I were to get one, it would be one of two things. My top choice would be Iron Giant.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, what, the 2002 film? 2001, maybe?
I think it's 2001, I want to say.
It's 2001, I think.
I was thinking so. But yeah, absolutely. Iron Giant. I would love an Iron Giant tattoo. Or Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, I love Hobbes. Oh my god, I love Hobbes.
Yeah.
Okay, quick aside. Have you guys seen the Peeing Calvin sticker? That rednecks love to use.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got? You guys have seen it though. Like, yes, I'm peeing on the Colts because I'm a Patriots fan. Like that kind of thing.
I have not seen that rendition of it.
But
I actually have seen that exact edition of it from somebody I went to elementary school with. He was a giant Patriots fan, and his Facebook like banner at the top was the Peeing Calvin on the Colts logo, bro. Okay. Corny ass shit, but it's okay.
Look where he's at now.
He's dead.
Look where we're at right now, bro. We cannot.
He didn't die. I was kidding.
I was referring to the Patriots and the Colts. Like, yes. We can't be like, oh, look where the Patriots are now. Look where we've been for like 20 fucking years.
Yes. Maybe all we needed to do was hug them. Maybe the Colts and the Patriots should just hug.
Oh, at the Super Bowl, can we? Okay, let's start a petition where they just hug each other. And they both win.
That's what's going to happen at the Super Bowl this year. And then they're going to be like, oh, roughness.
Yeah.
Defense.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, I would pay $500 out of my bank account for the next Super Bowl to be Colts versus Patriots.
I would pay
$500 for just anything that isn't a Chiefs Super Bowl.
Yes. Okay. This is going to be very topical, but I'm just pissed. I'm pissed. Bro.
I am too. That's not topical
this was
at all.
The most boring possible Super Bowl that could have happened. This is the most boring possible Super Bowl that could have happened.
Absolutely.
What pisses me off, Gabe, is that you called it like months ago.
Yes.
And like I should have. I feel like deep down I had it in my heart that it was going to be that, but it's like there's just so many good fucking teams right now. I had some hope.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Super Bowl logo this year? Guess what colors it's made up of?
Red and green.
Red and green. Red and green.
Red and green.
Mm-hmm. But guess what it is next year?
What is it next year? Blue and white. Really? Giants.
Ooh.
Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Honestly, if they pull that shit off, yes.
If they pull that shit off, okay, who cares? Okay.
If like the Giants, I'll pledge it right now. If the Giants win the Super Bowl in 2026, I will
pee on me. Please.
I'll pee on Gabe. I will. Yes. I pledge it right now.
Oh, I hope it doesn't happen.
Hello, John Madden.
Yeah, you're gonna get that going, aren't you? Okay.
He told me Giants are winning 2026, so you might as well get that going.
Then. Yes. For our audio listeners.
What is bro typing?
I was flicking my tongue.
What state do you guys think John Madden is buried in? If one of you gets it right, I will
pee on me.
Yeah.
If one of you gets it right, I will buy you. I'll buy you a soda and concession at the next event that we go to.
Oh my god! I'm gonna get a run for your behalf, bro.
I think John Madden. All right. Can you give each of us one broad hint? Like we can each ask you one broad hint.
For Lucas Oil Stadium concessions, I cannot.
Okay, bro.
I mean, it is Lucas Oil concessions.
He strikes me as a Southerner. I'm going to say Georgia.
I'm going to say, because
I'm gonna say he was. Wasn't he born in like what? It was like Wisconsin or Minnesota or something.
I think
so. Like
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. One of the, never mind.
I would say. I don't know which.
Stupid
anyway. I don't know, Minnesota.
John Madden is buried in Oakland, California.
Oh, okay.
California.
Okay. Bro, yeah. Bro asked us the trivia question as if it had an entertaining answer.
California.
Where anybody and everybody famous is buried, bro. Okay.
I just wanted to lead you guys on.
Yep.
Because it's funny.
Yep. What state do you guys think Marilyn Monroe is buried in? The answer will surprise you. Yep. Okay, bro. Thanks.
Where is Ronald Reagan's body buried? This one will shock you.
Wow. Okay. Not to completely change the subject and put us on a segue into somewhere else. How's the last few months been for you guys? Our listeners haven't heard from us in a while. What have you guys been up to?
Yeah.
A lot's been going on.
Yeah.
There's some things I could talk about publicly, some things I cannot.
Okay, bro just loves to flex the fact that he's under an NDA sometimes. He's just like, guys, because on the last episode he did that too. He's just like,
I can't tell you guys what the meeting was for.
But I was at a meeting. Okay, sorry, continue.
I was referring to life in general. Okay. Do you want me to talk about everything that's happened in our lives the last few months?
Yes.
Like every detail, every single one.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
We said yes. Yeah, we said yes, and then we didn't change our expressions. And then bro acted like he proved a point.
He just doesn't want to do it. And I agree because I don't want to do it either.
Yeah.
Exactly!
Yeah. Just tell me some big things.
You'll censor it out?
Just do the bullet points of what you can say.
Say things you wouldn't want an audience to hear.
Okay.
Would want an audience to hear.
I got a new doggy. Her name's Carlene.
Yes, cute.
I also have another dog. His name's Milo.
I love Milo.
Gabe,
he's such a sweetie.
I'll send pictures of the both of them if you want to show on the video podcast.
Yeah, but sure.
There's Milo and there's Carlene. They're both very cute. They're both Carlene, she's younger, but she's already almost as big as, like, bigger than Milo.
Really?
Yeah, so the last time you guys saw Milo, he was still like a little puppy. So
yeah.
I haven't seen Milo in a long time.
Yeah. I'm also gonna like mention now, like, since we're because that's another thing. Later this week, the boys, us, we're all gonna be going to the Royal Rumble. Where it goes to Lucas Oil Stadium. Very, very excited for that. That's where the guys are. And I was going to mention, like, you guys are going to see the dogs. You're going to see Carlene for the first time. You're going to see Milo again.
Ben. Okay, I have our first odds. What are the odds you pet the dog? Okay, yep, okay, cancel the podcast. Okay, actually, just
you
kill me.
You didn't think that was going to be brought up.
Yep,
you didn't
yep,
think we were
okay,
not say
okay,
it.
Okay, yep, because you know what the most entertaining thing to hear is when somebody messes up their words and everybody else is like, wait, did you actually just say that wrong?
It just shows that we're good friends.
Yeah.
Because if we weren't good friends, we wouldn't do that.
Yep, okay.
The odds that I pet the dog are one, because I'm going to.
Okay, that's risky. Okay, we'll
they
see
like
how it
to
goes.
Be pet. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I was bluffing!
You gotta do
they
it.
They actually like to buy people.
No! Don't tell Ben.
Carlene actually does have like a little bit of a biting problem. Not like a aggressive biting, but like she gets so excited.
Ben, what are the odds you bite Carlene back?
Gabe, I just want to point out, Gabe just spit his drink
no,
out
I did
laughing
not.
And then
no,
said
I did not. No,
play
I
it back.
Did not.
I saw it.
No, not... Bro, none of this is wet. You know what? You want to see what I did? That's what
no,
I did.
I saw it.
That's not what you did, bro.
I saw the drink go out of your mouth.
Bro.
And we're going to watch it back.
Yeah,
we're going to watch it back
no,
later.
Genuinely, there is nothing... Bro, all of this is dry. You are just gaslighting. Yeah, bro. You're delusional, bro. There is not a
single... We'll watch the footage.
Yeah. There's not a single drop of anything. Anyway, in fact, give it a replay, slow motion replay, right now.
Now in slow mo.
Yeah, there's nothing, bro.
there is, and the viewers just saw it too. So okay.
How about if there's any liquid that came out of my mouth, I owe you $5, and if there's not, you owe me $5, bro.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, the odds that I bite Dylan's dog back. That's gonna be a 20.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, 16.
3. I'm glad that didn't hit because she would have just bit me in the face.
Literally, and
she
also
wouldn't have.
Last episode, I said, "Okay, the odds have to be episode related." Yep.
Yeah.
and bro, you're the one that asked it.
Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should just go ahead and do some odds real quick.
I'm down.
Okay.
To make this episode a little more interesting.
Cool. What are the odds of the speak and pick lag and the rest of the episode?
Okay.
Then?
Okay.
So just the odds that ruins the episode. I'm gonna say 70.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
42.
Good.
Minus 40.
Ben, I'm also gonna do an odds to you. What are the odds you have to scream at the top of your lungs, "Help me! Help me! Help me!" for 10 seconds?
The police are going to show up at my door. I have upstairs neighbors.
Like, they don't hear us do other stupid shit.
They hear us go, "What are the odds you take a shot?" "A 2, okay. They don't hear, "Help me! Help me!" The odds that I scream that at the top of my lungs are 35.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
30.
6.
It almost added
good.
Up.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Dylan.
Yeah.
What are the odds that you have to go dip your hair in the sink and run water in it and then just come back without drying your hair? So you just have to go the rest of the episode with soaking wet
hair.
That's
dripping all over your carpeted floor.
2.
Okay. 3.
No!
3.
Wait, 2. Do you want to explain 2 to the viewers?
They already know. 3, 2,
okay.
1.
2.
1.
No! All right, we'll be right back. Bro... It looks like you haven't showered in 2 weeks.
It looks like you haven't showered in... Yeah. It looks like you just put a bunch of gel in your hair and you haven't, done anything with it yet.
How's it feel?
It hurts! It's in my eyes!
It hurts.
Bro. What did
it's
you fucking put? Did you put chloroform in the water?
Water getting in your eyes hurts.
Bro's a baby.
Bro has salt water.
I have a big thing about my eyes. I just don't... I've been one of those people who was like, I can never open my eyes when I'm swimming in the pool
neither.
Because it hurts.
Well, chlorine hurts, but not just tap water, bro.
Okay, let's continue.
Okay. Ben, what's happened to you in the last few months?
Not a lot. The only thing that has changed is I am changing jobs in the next couple weeks.
There you go.
They're very, very similar jobs. I'm basically just going from one agency doing a certain thing to a different agency doing a different thing.
Okay.
Well, doing the same thing at a different agency.
Valid.
So, overall, not a big change, but long term. It's going to be nice. And then I'm going to start working 4 days a week instead of 5. And that for the past few weeks, that's just been on my mind so heavy. It's like, I'm so excited to just have a day during Monday through Friday that I can just do whatever I want
and not have
to go to work. I'm excited for that.
Wait, so you don't get to work Monday or Friday?
I'm either going to have Wednesday or Friday off any given week. They
That's
alternate.
Amazing.
Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because so then we could peer pressure you to stay on longer.
Yeah. Yep. You guys, any time that it's a late night and I don't work, you guys can just be like, okay, you don't work, so you can
Tuesday you night can and Thursday night's gonna go crazy now.
They are.
What about you, Gabe?
Well, first of all, congrats. And second of all, I almost interviewed for a multi-level marketing scheme, so that was cool, but I stopped.
Oh,
that.
So like it was like a like near Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, it was a job with a company that most people would recognize, especially Hoosiers, and it was just like a financial expert or some kind of job. And they said they wanted to interview me, and I was like, okay. So I bought, you know, a bunch of interview clothes. I was trying to get some questions, prepare us for some questions. And I was like, day before it happened, I was like, oh, I better look up on Glassdoor to see how the company, you know, how the company looks. Because I didn't know if I was – I really just wanted to use the interview as practice. But I was like, yeah, if it works, it works. And I see the first review I see is it was less of an interview and more of a sales pitch. There were 12 other people in the room, and it was talking about essentially a multi-level marketing scheme. And then the more I looked into it, it's completely commission-based. The position's completely commission-based. So if you don't sell anything, you get $0. And it is – you have to pay for your own – like you don't get paid training, first of all. So they train you, but they don't pay you to train you. And then you also have to buy your own life insurance test because it's a life insurance company. You have to be certified to sell life insurance, and you have to pay for that out of pocket. And it's like, I feel like a company would pay that if it was a legit company.
A good company would, and again, just cover that.
You guys know the name. I'll censor it out. You guys know the name. Complete MLM.
Reputable.
Yeah, a complete very MLM. I even emailed them, gave them a chance to answer my questions. I said, is this completely commission-based? Am I going to be interviewing one-on-one? No response. Later that night, I said, hey, I'm canceling the interview. I think it might be similar to an MLM. I'm not interested in that. Thank you for the opportunity. No response. Next morning, I get an automated text saying, I hope you're excited for your interview. Good luck. And it's like, okay, so they're clearly, they don't care. They don't
There's
care.
There's nothing professional there.
Yeah, so... Well, I was like, I'm just not going to do that. So at least I got some professional clothes out of it, you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess to kind of talk about me, because I literally, as we're talking, just got an email from another thing.
But I can't tell you guys. I can't. It's
no,
so
I can talk
important.
About it. I can talk about it. I'm just not going to say names or whatever. I will say the one name. So obviously... Back in the last podcast, during the intermission, I said, oh, I quit my job, and hopefully I'll be back on the saddle here soon.
Yeah.
It's about to be a year since that episode was recorded, and I'm still not back on the saddle. But it's been good. I've been helping my dad out at his company, been doing stuff there. And since that point, I've been doing interviews for stuff and whatnot. Very big company I was doing an interview for. I didn't get in at the final round. That was a big bummer, but I felt like that really opened the door for more potential opportunities just all around.
That's good.
And I say that because I will say this. Roblox, the company, I was officially able to, and I'm able to talk about this, I was able to do QA testing and lead the QA team for one of their events, the Winter Spotlight.
Nice.
Led a team of some testers, and we did our thing. We played some of the top games on the platform, you know, tested out their stuff, you know, gave feedback, and hopefully made it good. From the perception I got, it's very mixed, but, like, a lot of more, like I'd say not a little over half the audience who played said it's at least, like, second place in terms of events. Some more feedback I've been seeing, it could be different, but, you know, it's a great opportunity. I'm glad I was able to be a part of that.
For real.
But even aside from that, there has just been a bunch of companies that I've been applying for. More so, they've been coming to me, you know, expressing their interest to bring me on for stuff. One company is a part of another company, you know, like one company is very big. It's publicly traded. They reached out to me, and after I applied and I was doing interviews for them, then another company that works out from a different country, they were really interested in me, and I've been up, you know, doing interviews and talking with them.
Yeah.
Another company, the one with, you know, I'm trying to think of how I can describe this, because there is, like, once again, I can describe vaguely what it is, but I don't want to say names just in case it affects my chances at getting any type of any of the jobs.
Sure.
But the one that I've been, like, telling you guys about, where it's like 20 hours a week or whatever, there's now a different thing where, like, there's another team in that department that has also opened up another job, and they're like, hey, do you want to do this one instead? And I'm like, okay, cool. And then just now, the company that is the publicly traded one, they just sent an email they just sent me another email saying that they want to have another chat about that role that I applied for. It's like a 40 to 45 minute call. I have another interview on Friday. It's like all these things are happening. Like, there's so much going on, but, like, nobody is, like, nothing's been accepted yet. And it's, like, it's so just, like, I don't like to say suffering from success, because I don't feel like I'm succeeding that much at all. Right. But it's just, like, there's just so much going on and so many paths to take that I'm very excited for. But I just kind of hope something happens sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of not underrated, but, like, the amount of stress that kind of situation you're in can produce is kind of crazy. Like, having that many paths forward, mm-hmm. and you don't know what's going to happen, where you're going to go, what you should be doing to prepare, because you can't really at this time.
Yeah,
like that. I get that. That's that weighs a lot on you.
Yeah,
it definitely does. Because just like for me, it's like I want to be able to accept all of them, but it's like I know I can't, because then I'll be complaining, be like, oh, I don't like my job, even though I put myself into a position that I wasn't gonna like it.
Yeah.
So, there's just so much stuff happening. And obviously, I've told you guys stuff, you know, behind the scenes about, you know, the obviously I can't. I can't talk about it legally, but you guys know I'm very excited about it, and I hope more can come, because I like to order Raising Cane's whenever I'm high, and it's really hard to do that or resonate with it when you don't have a job.
So, Raising Cane's sounds pretty good right now.
It sounds amazing right now.
Very yummy right now. Hey,
can we talk about that? How there's not a single Raising Cane's in the entirety of Indianapolis.
Good segue to our first ever sponsor, Raising Cane's, actually sponsored this episode. They have tickets, so you should check them out, actually.
Okay, so now we've eliminated every possibility of Raising Cane's ever sponsoring us.
No, please. I would die on the hill. I'd be like the Heart Attack Grill spokesperson that would die from eating Raising Cane's. I would.
Okay, yeah, no, we actually just got put on a blacklist of any restaurant ever.
Please sponsor us.
I would die. I eat your food and then I die because I like it, but I die from your food. Yep.
That's not what I meant. Yep. That's not what I meant.
You guys know how the Heart Attack Grill kills people? Cane's is a lot like that, and I do it, and I die.
No, it's not like that. It's very healthy, but I would eat so much of it.
Very healthy.
Bro's trying to cover his tracks. It's actually a salad. Yep.
Raising Cane's is amazing in moderation, and it's delicious.
Yes,
it amazing is. In moderation. You're making it sound like it's an illegal substance.
It should be. It's really yummy.
Okay, we're definitely not getting it now.
Who knows?
Oh, you guys are crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You know what else is crazy?
Lordy.
The Crazometer. Do you guys remember the Crazometer?
Whoa! No. Yep. Okay. The elephant crazometer.
Yeah, the elephant from the last podcast.
Yeah, I wanted to start a series on the last podcast. Unfortunately, we had some things go down, and we haven't recorded an episode in forever. And we also had a cheater on the last episode. So unfortunately, you guys are not getting your odds token from last time. And also, none of the odds tokens are transferring to this
podcast. That's okay with me.
Dylan,
not okay with me.
Dylan had all of the odds tokens, but unfortunately they're all gone. So I need your guys' help, because we're going to be doing more Blank or Crazy. I need your guys' help thinking of a reward and a punishment, because we've always done odds tokens. Don't think that'll work very well for this episode or this podcast.
Does it have to be an award and punishment that happens on the show, or can it be like something post?
It needs to be something that you know you have to buy a butt or something online. Like you just have to stop.
Great.
I'm not gonna stop because that was.
You gotta buy a butt or something.
You've gotta buy a butt online. What do you want me to do? Say, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It was supposed to be a stupid example that didn't make any sense. But
it
you
was. It was.
Yeah. Okay, so I win. Yeah, so it needs to be something you do on the podcast. And it needs to be something bad and good. It only happens to one. Well, yeah, it only happened to one person because I will also be in the vote. No. It will happen to both of you. Both of you have to do it, whether it's the reward or the punishment. So I need your guys' help thinking of one before we get into this actual learning part of the episode.
A reward or a punishment?
Yes.
One or the other?
Both. One of each.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So for new podcast listeners, what this mini-series is we're trying to figure out what the craziest thing an animal has ever done on Earth. And what I do is I just look up some facts about animals, some stories about animals, and you guys rate it on a crazometer. My fellow co-host rated on a crazometer, and whatever is the highest number is the winner of the episode, and then eventually we're going to compare all of the highest numbers to each other and find out what the craziest thing an animal has ever done. The little twist in this is that one of these facts is completely fake, and it's their job to figure out which one is fake, and if they don't get it right, they get punished. If they do get it right, they get a reward. So they're trying to think of their own punishment and own reward. So what do you guys think?
I like it.
No, okay. I was saying, what do you think the punishment and the reward should be?
I like it.
Okay. All right.
Punishment
should be that you guys both have to buy me McDonald's.
The funny thing is, I was genuinely thinking about that as a punishment, but that's not fair, and I don't like it.
Okay.
That's why it's a fucking punishment.
You know what? I get to decide the punishment. You guys get to decide the reward, because you're going to be like, the punishment is that you give us $1, and the reward is that you give us $10. Yep.
Okay, but do we really want to assign monetary value to this punishment or reward?
That was an example. Oh, you mean the buying of food. How about this? How about this? The punishment is that you guys both have to eat. No, that won't be on the podcast.
That's the hardest thing, making it something that we can do right here, right now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Ooh. I have an idea. Oh, no.
Go ahead.
I was going to see if there's punishment. I will find something under $10 on Amazon. So it will be monetary. Under $10 on Amazon. And if you guys lose, you have to each buy one.
I vetoed that one.
No, bro.
Nope.
It is.
Let me think of an example. My punishment idea that was actually part of the podcast that the viewers might enjoy rather than just knowing that somebody had to buy something was one of us has to like sing something goofy.
You guys would both have to do it. That's the thing. So how about this? You guys, one after the other, have to call the same place of business and sing the exact same song to them.
Okay.
If you guys
don't get
this.
That's pretty funny.
I'm down. Call a place in Hawaii or California.
Yeah. Something on a different time zone. So that's the punishment. You guys, okay. One after all the right. Other. And then what do you guys want your reward to be?
Pizza.
Yep. Guys, I really don't think we should do anything monetary for the punishment. I just don't want to spend. But can you buy me a pizza? Yep.
The reward. That'll take a little bit more thinking.
I mean, I do.
I want McDonald's.
I will buy you each a McChicken, bro.
I don't want a McChicken.
Okay, then you guys get bro. Nothing. Then you guys
okay,
get nothing.
Okay, you shouldn't have said that, yeah. Dylan.
You guys get nothing.
Bro knows me.
And
bro
you're
knows what we I both get a cheeseburger.
Bro knows what I get, and he knows the thing that I don't like, and he's at the thing I don't like.
Yep, beggars can't be choosers. Hey, here's a free food. I don't want that. Yep.
Gabe, I'm just gonna save you because I love that. I love it. But for you to make two delivery orders...
Oh, no, they wouldn't be delivery. You guys have stuff to pick them up.
Okay, so it was a trap. It was just a punishment in disguise.
Oh, no, you have to drive your fucking car, bro. Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay.
Okay, the reward... How about this? Never mind, that's not on the podcast.
The reward is that... Oh, how about this? You guys get to each choose an animal that'd be the next podcast. But okay, let's just hear me out. You guys get to each choose an animal on this podcast that my next episode will be about.
Oh, yeah. We choose the next.
Yeah, okay, so like if like you guys that. Like water buffalo, I guess. You guys can do water buffalo or like axolotls or something. You know, that kind of thing. Deal?
Yeah, I support that.
All right.
Dylan?
No, oh, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Okay, bro's not listening.
You were kind of scowling, so I thought it was a...
Dylan. I want McDonald's!
Okay, Dylan, whatever you do, don't be typing a lot on this episode, because I swear to God, on the last episode, I just heard... I like the name, the podcast. Yep. So please don't do that again.
I'm sorry!
Bro is just playing...
Sorry, my keyboard is sound...
Playing Bellatro. Well, we can't hear it on Discord.
Oh, you'll
but,
hear it on
but the viewers can hear it.
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay.
Tell us what's crazy.
Bats are crazy, guys. Bats are crazy.
Oh, bats.
Bats are really crazy. And they're great. And I love them, actually. Doing this episode makes me love them. Are you guys ready? Let's just jump right into it, right?
Let's just jump right into it.
Sure.
Fact number one. Tequila would not exist if it weren't for bats. Crazy.
That is crazy.
Hundreds of species of fruits and plants rely on bats to pollinate. Among these fruits include bananas, mangoes, and even agave, which is the plant that, when fermented, makes tequila. Bats ferment agave. Where do you guys
put that? Okay, I love bats now.
Me too.
I love bats.
Let's actually grow more bats.
Can we have more of them?
Yep.
Yep, you guys are the same fucking person, and you guys are doing
how
the
do
same
I start people. A bat farm and a agave farm? Yep, okay. Where did you guys put that on? And again, if you've heard the elephants episode of the last podcast, Who Shall Not Be Named, this is going to be shorter than that episode. These facts are all shorter. So where would you guys put that on the crazometer? Tequila. And even some species of bananas, mangoes, would not exist if it weren't for bats.
Is there a right or wrong answer to the crazometer?
No, it's whatever you guys think.
Oh. I mean, I think it's... I'd say it's like a 4 crazometer. Out
of 100?
Like, oh, bro. I forgot that's what the crazometer was.
Okay, bro did not
I'd say it's like a 45. I'd 45. Say it's like a 45.
Okay.
Because it's like... It definitely... Like, it makes sense because bats aren't... like, a carnivores or anything. They rely off of, like... fruits and stuff, especially in South America.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, hey, that's cool that they make up that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, when I initially heard it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But now I'm gonna say probably like a 60. I'll give it a 60 out of 100.
All right.
Because I think when you look at probably the chain of how tequila is made. It also relies on a lot of other things.
Yeah. Tequila wouldn't exist if dirt didn't exist. Did you guys know that? Dirt is crazy.
Right, yeah. but like I never would have ever associated tequila and bats. So that's why it does get a 60.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm going to give it personally 50. I'm going to go right in the middle. So our first crazometer. And Okay, the average should still work because there's three of us. Okay, so they should still be fine. First crazometer for bats is 51.6. I will round that up to 52 on the crazometer for the first fact. All right. You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yes.
Bats sleeping upside down is a complete myth. Less than 5 species of bats sleep hung upside down. So they do it, but just not... There's 1,400 species of bats, and less than 5 sleep hanging upside down. Those include the flying fox, Mexican free-tailed bat, and interestingly, the Indiana bat. Most other bat species...
These are the bats that sleep upside down?
Yes. Most other bat species... and that was 3. There's less than 5 total. There's 4 or 5. I didn't read all of them. Okay. Most other bat species, of which, again, there are 1,400, sleep, in my opinion, in an even more interesting way. Some sleep curled up in leaves, which is so cute, first of all. And the other ones sleep with their wings outstretched, clinging against the surface they're against, whether it's a tree or a cave wall. They sleep with their bellies against the surface and their arms outstretched, clinging onto it. Where do you guys put that on the crazometer?
It's like a 62.
62. Yeah, that one really shook me personally.
Yeah, I'm going to say 82.
Damn! Holy shit.
I'm very, very shocked by that. I thought it was a true or false at first, and I was just going to say, okay, false.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, it shocks me.
Yes, okay. Yeah, no, because, you know, bats are literally always, you always just associate them with, the vampire bat is the upside down mode.
They're upside down.
Yeah, and I only saw 3 of them. It's 5 or less, and including the Indiana bat, so we have something to be proud of. So I'm going to say 70. I'll say 70. So I think this is by far and away going to be the craziest, which, again, I think is kind of fair. So far, the craziest thing an animal has ever done is not sleep upside down. Okay. Okay. Yep. The craziest thing an animal has ever done is not sleep upside down, bro.
But that's like the name known to be sleeping upside down. Okay. That's like saying, like, lions don't have the comic roar, which they don't. They don't have the comic roar. To like a little kid.
But it's just like, it's just kind of stuff that gets passed along, and it's just like cartoonish. I mean, cartoons are cartoons for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, 71 is the average for that one, which is insane. But is it crazy? Who knows? Now, are you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
The oldest bat ever recorded outlived the oldest known cat. And cats live a long time. The oldest ever known bat lived to 41 years old. And in fact, a few species of bats live to over 30 years on average. Which, they're this big, bro. They're this big, bro. And they're like, actually, I'm older than your dog. Like, that's crazy to me. That's absolutely crazy to me. Me prescribing the craziness to you guys. Yeah, you guys think this is crazy, right?
Well, I'll answer you with a crazometer score.
Oh yeah, that's why. Thank you.
I'm gonna say 25.
Really?
It doesn't seem that crazy to me. If you had said 70, I wouldn't have even second guessed it because I
41 is over halfway to 70. Like, that's still...
I'm not a bat researcher.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know anything about bat lifespan.
They're the size...
You could have told me any number, and I would have believed you.
They're the size of a chihuahua, bro. And they live to more than about quadruple the age of a chihuahua.
That's fine.
Okay. Bro's a hater. Yeah, okay. Dylan?
I'm going to say like a... Like a 38.
38. Okay. I think it's pretty crazy, personally. I would have guessed they lived to 3 years old, personally. Genuinely. I would have guessed they lived to 3 or 4. And that would have been generous. They're little things. So I'm gonna say 48, personally. So our crazometer score for bats living to 41 years old is I almost said 111. Okay, bro, I'm stupid. Okay, I'm stupid. It's 30.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's 37. Okay. Next. For every human on Earth, this is actually kind of two facts in one. For every human on Earth, there are 7 bats. There are 56
what?
Billion bats worldwide. 20% of all mammal species on Earth are bats. So of... We're not going to do things on video anymore. We're going to make sure this is audio friendly. And then Ben gasps up to the camera.
You didn't have to acknowledge it.
I want to give our audio listeners a good time.
Okay, then I gasped. I gasped really hard. Yes.
So yes, 20% of all mammal species on Earth are bats. And for every human on Earth, there are 7 bats. Everybody could have 7 pet bats, bro.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy. So I'm going to give it a crazometer score of 90.
90. I like it.
Yes,
I like
absolutely.
It. All right.
I'd say it's like a 75 for me.
75. Okay, this one.
Because it's like it's definitely crazy, like the diversity, but I also, like, I'm going to hold my thoughts further, but like... I know there's like a lot of dogs in this world. There's definitely more dogs than there are humans. There's definitely more like bees than there are humans. There's definitely more of a lot of things than there are humans.
But think of how little you see a bat.
Yeah.
Like you see dogs, you see bees, you see humans all the time, yeah. But you see 0 bats 99% of the time, but there's 56 billion of them.
And have you ever thought that that's probably why there's 56 billion of them? Because we don't see them ever.
Well, probably. We don't go to caves that often, but,
exactly.
20%. That's why there's so many. The one that shocks me more is 20% of all mammal species on Earth are about 1 in 5.
Yeah.
If you take all the mammals on Earth, you have a 1 in 5 chance of looking at a bat, bro. That is crazy. That is crazy
to
me.
That is very weird.
But I'm still going to say this
one. 1 in 4, right?
20%. That's 1 in 5. 20 times.
I thought you said 24%.
No, 20%.
Or 26%.
20%.
Okay. 1 in 5.
Okay, he's actually like... Actually not crazy. Actually one. Actually one on the crazometer. I'm going to say this one, I still think the bats not sleeping upside down is crazier.
No, I think that's... I would say that is crazier, but like...
I'm going to say 60. I'm going to say 60 for this one. Because that is still
okay,
really...
Okay, you just wanted to offset.
No. This is still really crazy, but like, do you guys remember the scores you gave the elephant? Some of you guys were like, yeah, 20. Yeah, 21, 25. And it's like a bat is actually, there's a lot of bats. 100!
Maybe a change of heart. Change of heart, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so let me add these up. 90 plus 75 plus 60 divided by 3. 75. That is, I think, our new craziest, right? Yeah, that's our new craziest thing of all time so far. That is the craziest thing ever. 75. Okay, a species of bat, the aforementioned Mexican free-tailed bat, one of the ones that sleeps upside down, is the fastest mammal on Earth, reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour in flight. That's faster than most people can run. What do you guys think?
Gabe wants us to laugh.
What do you guys think? That's pretty crazy, right?
You say you know that a dolphin can swim at 50 miles per hour? That's faster than some humans can swim. No fucking shit.
Did you know that birds can fly 10 up to 20 miles per hour? That's faster than humans can fly.
How crazy is that, guys?
Did you know that planes can reach an elevation of as far as 1,500 feet?
That's taller than most humans. Can't do that.
Can you say the first sentence again?
Yes. A species of bat, the aforementioned Mexican free-tailed bat, which is one of the ones that sleeps upside down. That was another benefit of sleeping upside down, is that you don't have to take off. You just drop, and then you go into a flight.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fastest mammal on Earth, reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour in flight. That's faster than most people can run.
That part is crazy, but...
Yeah.
Considering that a lot of mammals can't fly and bats can, for me, this one is going to be like a 39.
Okay. But imagine being a cheetah and being like, okay, I'm going to catch up to you because I'm a cheetah and I'm going to catch up to you and you're slow and I'm a cheetah. And then you're trying to catch dinner and it's a bat and they just fly away, bro. I would be pissed.
I can believe that.
I would be pissed, bro. I would be pissed. I'd be like, okay, I'm the fastest runner in the world and you're still going faster than me, bro.
And that's why cheetahs don't hunt fucking bats. They hunt elk.
Okay. Can you guys have fun every once in a while, bro? Actually, that's wrong.
Fun.
Actually, humans can't run that fast, actually. They're actually wrong. Humans
because
can't
you went as what most humans can't run that fast. No fucking shit, bro. No shit.
Bro, it is called a joke. What are you... Okay, so 39.
And did you hear any of us laugh?
I laughed. All right.
Dylan, what's your crazometer?
Oh, shit. Like a 36.
36? All right. I still think this is pretty crazy.
Why did bro find that funny?
Because Gabe was really excited for us to find this one crazy, and then we said 36 and 39.
No, I did not think you guys... I don't know what you guys are going to think of these. I'm literally... I didn't form any opinions about these before the episode. I'm reading them aloud now, and I'm like, okay, that's pretty crazy. Okay, I'm going to say...
Bro,
I'm going to say 41. No. I'm going to say 41. Because you're right. Okay. Yeah, they can fly.
Why is bro doing the speed face?
Who? What are you on about?
Who?
You, bro. I keep looking at him. He keeps going.
Does speed do that?
First of all,
I
might have done that. And second of all, yeah, I've never seen speed do that.
Okay.
I don't watch speed, so I wouldn't know.
It's like the fun... Whatever. I guess I'm on terminally online. And I should die.
Yeah, you're somehow more terminally online than me because I don't even know. Or chronically. Not terminally. Yeah, bro, you're going to fucking die.
Terminally online.
I had to diagnose you with being online, bro. Okay. Two more facts. And they're pretty crazy. In one species of bat, the males can lactate and feed their babies. It is completely unknown why this occurs. They can breastfeed their baby. So can the moms, but just the dads can too.
66.
66 on the crazy?
Mm-hmm. Because that is, it's very rare, but also I know that seahorses can become pregnant, so I know it's possible.
Well, I think the dads just carry the babies in seahorses. The mom is she fertilizes her egg, and she's like, actually, you take it. And then the dad holds it.
Could you imagine someone, humans, doing that? I see, take it.
Okay, that one gets a 34 for me.
Bro.
I think it's crazier that bats are the fastest mammal on Earth. Then male bats can they can lactate sometimes and
they can produce milk. That's what makes a mammal a mammal. Live birth and you can produce milk. That's what makes a mammal a mammal. And actually, the boys can do it too. Yeah, that's crazy.
Can you produce milk, Ben?
We can wait. Can you check on the podcast live?
Yeah.
Do it right now, Ben. Produce milk from your tits.
Is this what we want our podcast to be, guys? Is this what we want?
We gotta make
a
first good first impression. Okay, can you please show us you making milk out of your tits? Okay, my crazometer is I'm gonna say 45. I'm gonna say 45 for that one. So that is. Forty-eight, when rounded to the nearest number, that's 48. Okay. So that's crazier than the Mexican free-tailed bat being the fastest on Earth. That's crazier than the oldest bat ever, living to 40 or 41. But it's not as crazy as tequila not existing without bats. We have one more, fellas. This one is a story. This one's the only one that's actually like specific bats did this. It's not just a species. And it wasn't even bats that really did it. But they unknowingly played into this. The U.S. military, during World War II, tied bombs and napalm to bats to try to blow up Japanese military bases. So they would cool the bats down to make them sleep, attach napalm and bombs to them, and then drop them from planes, and they just wait for them to roost in dark areas, and then the bombs would go off.
That feels like a thing they do worked. In Vietnam.
Yeah, and
it feels like a thing they do in Vietnam.
Yeah, but it was during World War II, and it worked apparently pretty well, but they just didn't do it again. It was a test.
That is pretty crazy.
It is crazy, but it feels like such an American military.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. During the 40s, so, like, especially.
I give it like a... I'm sorry for like my middle of the road, but like 57, 58.
58, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Attaching bombs to bat in world, attaching bombs to bats in World War II.
Yeah, because it's like it's crazy to me that it's not crazy. Like, why that I can't believe that happens. Like, it's crazy. Like, yeah, that sounds like something stupid that the American military would try to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say that is still pretty crazy. I'm gonna say like 68.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. I mean, the poor things. It's like, actually, you're going to murder these people. Okay, thanks. I'm actually going to say, because Dylan did say it is something the U.S. military would do. They had that cat that tried to spy on Soviets, and then it got hit by a car. So it's like, okay, yeah, this is America. Don't catch you slipping up. So I'm going to say 48. I'm actually going to say 48. Because it is crazy. It is crazy. But it's... You know, it's more the U.S. military than it is the poor little bats. So this one gets a final score of 58. So, in order of least crazy to craziest, let's see. The least crazy thing that bats do is live to 41 years old. Are you fucking kidding me, bro? The least crazy thing they do is live to 41 years old. That's really old. The second is the Mexican free-tailed bat being the fastest mammal on Earth, reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour in flight. The next would be, looks like, the males being able to lactate in a specific species of bats to feed their babies, and it's not known why it occurs. Next would be tequila not existing without bats, because they pollinate agave. And then we have the U.S. military tied bombs to bats during World War II to try to blow up Japanese military bases. And last two, bats sleeping upside down. That's the second. This is the second craziest thing they do is not sleeping upside down. Is them not sleeping upside down. It's just not... kind of a Hollywood myth. I wrote down Hollywood myth, but it was more just like a myth generally that is perpetuated by cartoons and Hollywood. And then the craziest thing that bats do is that there's a crap ton of them. There, 20% of all mammal species on Earth are bats. For every human, there are 7 bats on Earth. Now, the question is, which one of these was a lie?
Oh, if I had to start making a choice, hold on, let me.
Yep. No, guys, urethra.
If I had to make a guess, I would say the speed one. I would say
The speed one.
Cap.
Okay. Yep. So we have Dylan's vote, and then obviously you guys aren't voting for this. You guys have to come to a consensus. So that's just his starting vote.
Okay, so the speed one, I guess apart from that one, my most likely that I would think is a lie. This is tough.
For audio listeners...
Actually, I just had an epiphany. Yeah. I think I just had an epiphany.
Guys, I was actually... Never mind. For our audio listeners, Dylan was just pretending to look it up, bro. And he better not actually be.
Literally, all I'm doing right now while I'm time is passing is I'm scrolling through this guy's Twitter page that talks about bats.
Bro. Okay, bro's kidding.
I'm kidding. My hands are up.
So we got this. If we have to come to a consensus, I'm just going to join Dylan on that one. I'll go with the speed one as well.
Because, I'm not saying you guys are wrong.
Okay, it's not that one. No.
But no, I was thinking because if it was up to me, there's seven of these. Let me just go through them again, just one by one. Tequila would not exist without bats. Bats sleeping upside down is a myth. Only five max species sleep upside down. The oldest bat ever recorded outlived the oldest known cat. For every human on Earth, there are seven bats. 20% of all mammal species on Earth are bats. A species of bat, the Mexican free-tailed bat, is the fastest mammal on Earth. And one species of bats, the males can lactate and feed their babies. And it's not known why it occurs. And then, of course, the U.S. military's bomb bat.
If I were to change, it'd probably be to the whatchamacallit, the one with like the population. That'd be the one I'd change it to, but I still think it's the speed.
I have two other new ones now. So one of them is the bats not sleeping upside down. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, come to think of it, I can't even picture or imagine in my head a bat not sleeping upside down, like a bat like clinging to a tree or a surface or something. It just sounds so unnatural, and it's like, why is the only singular image that you ever think of or see of bats as them upside down, but apparently like the vast majority of them don't? So that one's kind of fishy. The other one for me is the lactating one, because he said it's unknown why it occurs. There has to be more to it than that. It's just unknown how it occurs or why it occurs. There has to be a little bit more information than that, but maybe not. So we have four different answers out of seven.
Wait, where'd the fourth one come from? I thought that was three.
No, because Dylan had two different ones: the speed one and the population.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna, so hands Dylan, off. I'm gonna let you guys narrow this down.
Yeah, Dylan, why don't you get rid of one of mine and I'll get rid of one of yours.
Which ones did you say? Repeat again.
I said the male, one of the species, the males lactate, but it's unknown why. And then the other one is the hanging upside down. Like, most of them actually don't hang upside down.
I had to get rid of the hanging upside down. I feel like that it falls in line with, like, something that I would just assume from media. Okay. Because it's just media a lot of the time. They try to do things. So
I've got the lactating one left. You've got population and the speed one.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to get rid of the population one because I think it's pretty crazy, and I'd like to think that it was true because of how kind of cool it is, but I'm going to get rid of the population
one. Wait, you're getting rid of that one for being in the running? For the fake one?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you think it is true?
Okay, that's the right answer.
No. What I'm saying is you think that one... I'm confused by your wording. You're saying you're getting rid of it from being in the running for finding the fake one. So you think it's true?
Yes.
Okay,
No. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of that being...
True.
A true one.
Okay.
I think that one is the most likely out of those two to be fake.
Okay.
So we've got the top speed one. One species is the fastest mammal on Earth. And we've got the one species males lactate.
Yes.
One of those we have to pick as a lie.
I still think it's the speed.
I don't know. Bats are pretty fast.
All right. Since there are seven, you guys are up against a lot. So I will let you guys decide on one for me to tell you the answer as to whether it's fake or not. This will not count. If it is the fake one, you guys win, right?
Okay, then
Let's, but you have to decide on one for me to say. Is it the fake one or not?
Let's do the population. Let's do the population one then, Ben.
Either population or speed. One of those two.
Actually, let's do speed. Let's speed? Do speed.
You guys want me to tell you if the speed one is fake or real? Are you guys sure?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yep. The speed one is real. Yes. Okay. The speed one is real. The fastest mammal on Earth is a bat. 100
then
miles an hour.
Population one.
We think the population one is the fake one over one species lactates, but it's unknown why the males.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yep.
I actually, I'm down to go with population as the fake one.
Yep. Let's do population.
All right. Final guess?
Correct.
So you guys think, let me read it again. For every human on Earth, there are 7 bats. There are 56 billion bats worldwide. 20% of them, 20% of all mammals. Yep. 20% of all mammal species on Earth are bats. That is true.
Oh.
That is true.
Oh. So was it lactating?
That one is true. That one is also
so
true.
Was it napalm? Altogether.
Napalm is true. Napalm is true.
So was it upside down?
Yep, that one's fake. Only seven species on Earth don't sleep upside down, and they all sleep curled up in leaves, from what I found. So it's either upside down or leaves. None of them hug the wall. You're right, Ben. You were right.
Yes, but also no!
I'm so mad at myself. What do you want me to call? All
right. Let's see. You guys can call, I don't know. How about call a Costco? That'd be kind of fun. All right.
Are they?
Costco.
It's 9:43. Yes, they're open.
Yeah, Costco in California, maybe? I'm sure there's plenty.
Oh, yeah. Costco in California would be open. Let's do. So Costco is in hot water right now because they've messed up when doing distribution.
That was a dad joke. I'm sorry. Okay, continue.
Gabe. Okay.
They're in hot water right now because in the Pokemon trading card community, they released a set of Pokemon cards and they didn't limit how many you could get. And this is a very desirable thing. So it caused fights of people, scalpers buying the whole stock and all this stuff. So what if we do Costco and we sing them the Pokemon theme song?
That works for me.
Ben? It's more Ben because he's going to be the one to...
Say it one more time. Just say it one more time.
The Pokemon theme at Costco's. The Pokemon theme song.
Yeah, you have to... That part, that's what I'm asking about.
What do you mean? What are you asking?
When you call Costco, you just have to sing that.
Yeah, can you go over what happened with the Pokemon thing at Costco one more time?
They released an exclusive Pokemon card set, and they didn't limit the number per customer. So scalpers just bought a bunch of them, and it caused fights.
Yeah, and it caused fights.
I thought we were going to be singing a song, not "I don't like how you did that." That's wrong.
You have to sing the Pokemon theme song.
Oh.
Actually, you guys have to sing "I don't like how you did that" to Pokemon. That's what you guys have to sing. That's what you guys have to
sing.
Do
we have to hang up after we sing, or do we have to wait for a response?
And whatever you guys think is more funny.
For the podcast, we've got to wait for the response.
Okay, I can do that.
And if they're like, "For a grocery, press 1, then just make sure you're in the same department.
Yeah.
So I don't like how you did that for the Pokemon car.
Yes.
Right, do you find a Costco?
I don't know if they have a hard lines or something, or just like something that logically Pokemon cards would be sold in.
I'm going to call a California. Yeah. You probably need to blur that out.
I was going
to
say, I'm going to blur that.
California. All right. I sent the phone number in our general chat, and now I'm going to call first, Ben, so...
Do you need to turn off noise suppression?
It is off.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Costco. To reach the administrative staff, press 1. For warehouse hours directions and holidays observed, press 2. For information on membership or returns, press 3. To reach the pharmacy, press 4. For all other departments, press 5. To reach the administrative staff, press 1.
One or 5. Hours,
observed, Gabe, you say.
What was 1?
One was administrative staff.
All other departments, press 5.
Wait while I transfer your call. Good afternoon, Costco Wholesale.
I don't like how you did that with the Pokemon cards.
I'm sorry?
I hung up.
Okay, we're 5 years old. She didn't know what to say. She didn't know what to say. The joke is that she didn't know what to say. Yep.
Do I just call right now, or do I wait a minute?
Call right now.
They're going to see your area code and be like, okay, not another one of these.
Okay, yeah. It's the same fucking kid. It's the same kid. I don't like how... I couldn't keep doing it, because if she started calling me names, I couldn't.
Can I... When I call her back, can I be like, hey, sorry about that. My internet was a little bit spotty, so I think it was breaking up. But what I said was, I don't like how you did that.
Yes.
No, that's that perfect. That or just be like, hey, so I had a question about one of your like card games. I just had an issue with them. Like, you just pretend like you actually have an issue.
I don't like how you did that.
Okay. I can I'll start with that and then I'll just do it.
Yep.
Let me turn noise suppression off.
Or even be more broad than that. Don't even say card game. Say, like, I had a problem with something in your toy section or game section or something. Or, like, I recently bought a game. Or, so, you know, just think of it. You know, whatever. You'll know.
Okay.
Calling the Costco. To reach the administrative staff, press 1. For warehouse hours... Wait while I transfer your call. Good evening, Costco Wholesale.
Hi, I recently bought something from the the game section, and I had a question about it.
Okay, what would it be?
I don't like how you did that with the Pokemon cards. Yep, she did the right thing. She did the right thing. She did the right thing.
Yep, she did the exact right thing you do in that situation. She did the correct thing. She's a good employee and she should get a promotion. I don't like how you did that with the Pokemon cards.
If only you guys chose the right one, bro.
If only. Or
if I had just understood the basic premise of us singing the Pokemon song.
Because she would have been entertained maybe if we were like somewhat good at singing, but no, there's no enjoyment out of that. There is zero enjoyment.
I don't like how you did that.
With the Pokemon cards.
Okay.
I just heard you say, okay, so you know the big thing that happened with the Pokemon cards? Okay, you should call Costco and complain about that. Also do it in song format. That's what I thought it was.
Oh my god. Okay. I think that's a good place to end it for today.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for joining us for our first episode of Loosely Lucid. We're still playing with the format. Nothing's permanent. It's still fluid. It's loosely fluid. Whatever. I tried, guys. You guys have any anything for the road?
I assume it would be Dylan doing the next episode.
Yeah, I mean, next episode we'll probably be talking about some wrestling stuff. It might be an in-person episode because
we'll be
all together.
Yeah, I still have all my pod equipment, you know, in-person pod equipment. So
I'd bring it with you.
Yeah, I will. We don't have to do Dylan next. I mean, I know we started with me, which is what we did on the last podcast. But it's, if you guys want to play with that, that's fine too. But it'll probably, you know, whatever. You'll see. You'll see. Leave us some suggestions on what you want to hear about. Tell us what you want the song to sound like. All that good jazz. We're completely open. Tell us how you liked this format, what you change. We are open to any and all suggestions. So thank you for listening, and we will see you probably, what, 2 weeks from now? Is that what we're doing, 2 weeks?
I'd say about 2 weeks, yeah. Something like that.
I've been Gabriel.
I've been Dylan.
I've been Ben.
And we'll catch you next time. Stay loose and lucid, bitches.
Okay, yep. Bye.